Right now, about 500 cubic feet per second is being discharged out of Pactola Dam into Rapid Creek. Meanwhile, inflows have bounced between 4 and 700 CFS over the last several days. Downstream from the dam, Rapid Creek has picked up even more water. It overtopped its banks east of Rapid City, causing some flooding and road closures. Ginger Wessels is an engineer with the Bureau of Reclamation. Part of her job is to balance the flood control capacity behind the dam with the downstream flooding already occurring. Wessels says if Pactola comes up another 3 feet, officials will release more water into Rapid Creek.
As it travels down from Pactola to Rapid, you know, it picks up inflows from tributaries. So the amount of water in the stream increases, and that's what we're just, you know, want people to start thinking about, you know, if we do have to go to a higher level, that's there in their mind and they need to be a little prepared for that.
Behind the dam, the high water has flooded some pine trees and buildings near the lake. It's also forced the closure of the lake's north boat ramp. But Wessel says Pactola would need to come up another 34 feet before it reaches the dam's spillway over Highway 385. Still, she says, the downstream water levels will remain high for the coming days, and people should avoid recreating near flooded streams. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.